Are you looking to build your own company? Are you looking for the easiest way to turn your passion into an income? Why don't you look at Podia.com? Sell your online courses, memberships, and digital downloads all with Podia, with no technical headaches, zero transaction fees, and unlimited everything. The easy way is you create your product, add it to Podia, start selling. The hard way, you've got to go out, create your product, buy a domain, set up a website, find some video or hosting platform. Everything you have to do to get it off the ground. Not with Podia. Podia makes it easy. With unparalleled customer support, it's what I use. I encourage you to visit Podia. And if you follow my link at johncdonahue.com/podia, you can get a free 14-day trial. johncdonahue.com/podia. That's Podia, P-O-D-I-A. Whenever you talk to people about their dreams, their goal in life is usually to succeed. Whether that means a better job, make more money, a bigger house, a nicer car, and realize all of the trappings that come with that success. Interesting enough though, in recent years, there's been a noticeable pattern. While people say they want to succeed, when it comes to actually taking the job or taking that next step or starting that new relationship, an overwhelming sense of fear and paralysis takes over, which usually ends up with the person missing out on that opportunity altogether. There is a growing trend of fear of success. We're going to talk about that today. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Motivator, where we give you the motivation, encouragement, and focus to start your day off moving in the right direction. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Motivator. My name is John from Mindset of Awesome. And I was recently talking to one of my coaching groups, and we were talking about fear, and specifically the fear of success. Now, it's a real thing. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but sometimes when we get close to the success that we're looking for, something just inexplicably kicks in and we start hesitating. We start working much more slower than we normally do. It just feels not quite right. You know, fear of success is really easy to miss because a lot of times it just looks like regular old garden variety procrastination or insecurity. It's easy to shrug that success off saying, you know, I'm just kind of procrastinating on it, you know, and then you don't really take that time to look deeper. So we're going to start looking at that and see where that fear of success may be cropping up in your life. You know, succeeding looks different to everybody, so everybody's symptoms are going to be a little different. So it's not one size fits all. So let's see if any of this sounds familiar. You know, you start asking yourself, you know, what if I didn't actually want the spotlight on me? You know, there's a lot of people who fear being successful because that means they're the lead dog. They're the one that the spotlight is going to shine on most brightly, and that could be very terrifying for a lot of people. You might be asking yourself, what if a gathered audience brings out, you know, detractors and trolls and all sorts of mean people? And that's just a fact you're going to have to contend with. When a small group of fans know and love you, you rarely have to defend yourself or guard your emotions. So as you start becoming more successful, as your name gets out there, more and more people are going to take pot shots at you. And they usually do that because they're jealous of your success. The third thing you might be asking yourself is, what if, you know, when the time comes, you can't deliver? Now, that's something that a lot of people deal with. I deal with that myself. You know, your fear of choking, you know, your fear of not being able to deliver on what you promised. There's a lot of people who'll deal with that. It's called the imposter syndrome. People who are high achievers often have to deal with that imposter syndrome. A lot of times people who struggle with this work 10 times harder than they need to make sure that they don't fail. And unfortunately, that just keeps perpetuating the cycle. You might be asking yourself, you know, I'm afraid to succeed because it'll turn me into something that I don't want to be. And that might be true. But if you're leading from who you are as a person, if you know your why, and you're making sure that you're leading and working from your core values, you can insulate yourself from that. Next, you might be worried that if you become successful, you won't have time for the things that you do now. And that really depends on you. You set your schedule. You have to be in control about that. And finally, you might simply just not want to change. You know, more success comes different responsibilities. More responsibilities comes change. And you might not want to be involved in a lot of change. You might not want to have that happen in your life. So if that sounds familiar, you have to start asking yourself a lot of questions. But let me start you with this one. Ask yourself this. Success to me means this. And really process through that. And what about that seems scary? So when you start taking those questions and really digging down deep on the things that's causing the fear and what success means, then you have to start solving problems. Take the first problem, identify it, start working on it, and start processing your way through it. The best way to do this is to find a mentor or a coach who can help you. And I'm always available at johncdonahue.com. Click on the big button that says Work with John. Let's schedule a strategy session and let's overcome that fear of success and be the most awesome you that you can be. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a review and let me know what you thought of the podcast. Also, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can visit johncdonahue.com. I hope that you have an incredible day, and make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.